Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. Welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan. I'm Hidemi Woods. I read an episode from the books I wrote and talk about it or talk about anything that pops up in my mind here. I hope you enjoy with me. Today, I'm reading an episode from one of my books titled An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today's episode I'm gonna read is called Monopolize Him. It's about my late grandfather on my mother's side. Monopolize him. My grandfather on my mother's side was a quiet, generous, and kind person. Because I lived with my grandfather on my father's side, whose character was completely opposite to him, I liked him all the more. One day, when I was little, I was left in the back seat of the car with him while my parents were out for an errand. He suggested playing rock, paper, scissors. He took his notebook out of his pocket and started drawing a score table. He had an honorable position in the local society, and there were many important notes and appointments in his notebook. But he was drawing the table for his granddaughter next to them without any hesitation. And the rock, paper, scissors match of my grandfather versus me began. It had a lot of rounds and continued long after my parents came back to the car and we got going. He looked so merry and I was absorbed in the game. It was my happiest time with him, not because the game was fun, but because I was able to monopolize him. There were only two of us without my youngest sister around. The match ended with his great victory by a wide margin. That was today's episode. As I wrote, my grandfather on my mother's side was a very kind, quiet, very nice person. He was also smart and graceful, although he had lived in a local remote rural area of Japan all his life. People around him all liked him very much. He was so popular as a nice person. So everybody liked him. He had five grandchildren, including me. And we all liked him very much. And the youngest was my younger sister. And so inevitably, he was I think my younger sister had become my grandfather's favorite because, you know, it's the youngest tends to be someone's favorite in this world, right? But because I liked him so much, I was always jealous for my younger sister because to me she looked like his favorite. And I used to be in that position as the youngest before my younger sister was born. So to me, it was snatched away by her. That position was very precious for me. But since my younger sister was born, that precious position was occupied with her, not me anymore. So basically, I felt grudges. I held grudges against my younger sister for my grandfather's affection and attention. And because it was my grandfather's house was about a 20-minute drive from my house, and my parents often visited my grandfather by taking my younger sister with them. Because my sister is 4 years younger than me, and when we were both little, she came home from school much earlier than I did, because I was I had been a junior high school student already, but she was in elementary school still. So she came home early so that my parents took her. My parents were able to take her with them, and they couldn't wait for me to come home from school, because I usually came home quite late. So they often visited my grandfather without me, and that was also what I really hated about. So I felt that my grandfather was, my grandfather belonged to my sister because that was she who visited him often and met him, saw him, talked with him, not me. So my grandfather was essentially taken from me by my younger sister. And once I just I reached the point that I couldn't take it anymore. I constantly thought, why my parents took only my sister to see my grandfather? Why always my sister, not me? That was because my younger sister monopolized him. If my parents had taken me as well, I would have been able to see my grandfather more often, and I would have been able to talk with him. But although I really, really liked him, and no matter how many times I begged my parents to take me to his place, they never did it for me. They just ignored me and just kept taking my sister, only my sister, and kept going to see my grandfather, just three of them, without me. And so once was about, I was probably 14 years old or 13 or 14 years old, I snapped completely, and I reached the point I couldn't stand this treatment any longer. And when my grandfather happened to visit our house, and I had a chance to be with him, just two of us in the dining room of my house, and I suddenly snapped and I started crying in front of my grandfather. And I just babbling, I was just babbling that why, I remember I said, why you like my sister better than me? Why you spend time with her much more than me? Why everybody treats my sister better than they did to me? And you especially, grandfather, grandpa, you are, why you favor her, not me? And I just was just crying and crying, and why not me? Why her? Why you like her more than me. I was just so jealous and jealous of her, and just I couldn't take it anymore, and I cried in front of my grandfather. And surprisingly, my grandfather said nothing. He just sat there having a cigarette. He was silent, just looking at me, and said nothing. And long after that happening, he once called me. There was a phone call from my grandfather. And I felt very weird because I knew how much my grandfather hated a phone. He really, really disliked to make a phone call. So it was such a rare occasion to receive a phone call from my grandfather. And I wondered what was going on, and he just suggested that we should go out together. And I asked what it meant, and he said, "You like a hamburger steak, right?" Yeah, back then, hamburger steaks was my favorite meal. And he knew it. And so he said that he knew someplace, a good restaurant famous for nice hamburger steaks, and he wanted to take me there. And he wanted to buy me dinner there. So he called me. Unfortunately, by then, I started my music career in a local music scene in Kyoto, and I rehearsed with my band at a rental studio almost every day. And I was also a college student back then. Still, it was because before I dropped out college. So in the daytime, I went to not so often, but I had a kind of two lives as a college student and a musician. So I had been extremely busy those days. And although that was such an appealing offering suggestion from my grandfather, I couldn't make time for him. And it's amazingly, I asked him a rain check. I declined his offer. I still couldn't believe it, why I did that. But I declined his asking, and he just then he said to me, "Come see me again soon." He said so, and we hung up. It was a huge regret of me. Remembering that thing makes me so so angry still. Why I declined. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, not long after that, quite soon, he was suffered from Alzheimer's, and he didn't became unable to recognize his family members' faces and names, and so that was, in hindsight, that was the last chance to go out with him, but I threw away that golden opportunity. It was still the big regret. I have so many regrets in my life. Probably much more than ordinary, much more than people have, but this thing is one of the biggest regrets of mine. After I left Kyoto for Tokyo, I moved to Tokyo to pursue my music career. My grandmother in my mother's side once visited me in Tokyo. I lived in a very small apartment in Tokyo alone by myself, and my grandfather wanted to see me there to know, to see how I lived as a musician in a big city like Tokyo. She really wanted to see it. And she came to Tokyo, and she also wanted to see my partner, who I, he was, my partner was also a member of the band, of my band, and we did music together. And so she wanted to see him too. And I introduced him to her, and she bought us nice dinner. And for some reason, she really liked him. My partner became my grandmother's favorite. And since then, After she went back to Kyoto, she just kept saying about him to people around her, and she just like a big promotional campaign. She just talked about him all the time to her families, her relatives, neighbors, and how her point was, what a nice person my partner was. And according to her, she had never seen such a nice young man in her life. And so she just kept saying that all the people around her. So next time I visited my family. I went back to my hometown and visited my family. I was astounded that my relatives, all the relatives, knew about my partner, and they all admired him. At first, I didn't know what happened, what was going on, but that was what my grandmother said to all the people. So my grandmother persistently talked about how nice my partner was, such a admirable, such a nice person my partner was, to my grandfather also. And because my grandfather heard it all the time, every day, from my grandmother, he also wanted to see him. And he just, all he could do was to imagine how my partner was. And so he really wanted to see him. His desire had grown stronger gradually. And every time I had a chance to see him or talk to him, he used to say to me, "I want to see your partner." I just heard a lot of nice things about him, but I really want to see him. He very often said so to me, but before he passed away, I didn't have a chance to introduce my partner to my grandfather, so he passed away without seeing him. That was another regret of mine. I couldn't have him see my partner. And so basically, about about my grandfather. I have so many regrets about him. And there are so many things I could do for him, but I didn't do. So sometimes I can't forgive me what I didn't do for him, because there are so many things of those. And but when I went to his funeral, one of my relatives, who was my grandfather's sister, spotted me and approached me. And I had seen her in decades, but she somehow recognized me, and she came to me. And she said, "Thank you," to me. And I asked, "For what?" And she said, "For making my grandfather so happy." I didn't understand what she meant, and I asked, "What does it mean?" And she said, she explained that my grandfather loved his grandchildren, every one of them, equally. But according to her, he said, "I was the one that pleased him most." And for that, she thanked me at his funeral. I don't know. I'm not sure it's true. It is the case or not. I'm not sure. I really pleased him best among his grandchildren. But because I had so many regrets about him, I just pray that she told me the truth. I really hope that was the true story, and I was able to please him best among 5 grandchildren of his, and I could please him better than my younger sister. I just hope so. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you join me again soon. I'm Hidemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hitomi Woods on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.